Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping the most recent City Council meeting. The Indianola City Council met in regular session Tuesday, and a topic of discussion for the council was the sale of property. Talk about what that was approved by council and what that means for Indianola residents.
Yeah, hi, Andrew. Thanks for the questions and good to see you. The sale of the property, it's some property that was under the city's previously D&D program. City acquired the property, demoed whatever structure was on there that was dangerous and dilapidated, and has since held onto that property. We were contacted by a developer to secure that property and then put up some duplexes on that as well as an adjacent property. We had a similar proposal a couple months ago. The developer that was under contract with the city backed out due to lumber pricing and some other personal reasons. And we had another developer come in and want to do this very same project. So it's a good opportunity to take some vacant ground that the city's holding on to, get it back on the tax rolls, address some housing needs in that area. And so we're proceeding forward, and it meets our policy. So the property taxes will pay back the city's original investment in that property when we had to tear down that building.
All right. Well, another part of the meeting was Mayor Pam Pepper swore in three new police officers, part of that overall budget plan that dates back a couple of years. Talk about how important that is for the city.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. So back in 2017, we studied our public safety levels, and the recommendation coming out of there was hire 6 new firefighters and 4 new police officers. So this is in addition to our regular staff. That was because our call volume, our population, was increasing, and we needed that extra staffing to meet the needs of the community today, but also in the future. So in 2018, the council approved a phase-in plan. So last budget year, we hired 2 police officers, 3 firefighters. This current fiscal year we're in, we hired an additional 2 police officers. And then this next fiscal year, which we're working on, which goes into effect July 1, the plan would be to hire 3 additional firefighters. So this is part of an overall staffing plan, staffing update. Very excited to get that rolling, and we've got a great team and very well trained, and serve and protect is important. So,
all right. Well, the council was also brought, or city staff, I guess, requested direction from council regarding some scooters. Talk a little bit about that and what council and staff worked up and the direction given by council.
Yeah, so city staff was contacted by a company that has motorized scooters available for rent. So if you go to other communities, Des Moines has bikes that somebody can walk up, open up an app, and then rent that bike, and then use it to traverse the Des Moines, and then they'd have to drop it off at a designated location. So the city was contacted by a scooter company, and there's no regulations on the books on this, so we wanted to ask council, is this something that they want staff to be working with our advisory commissions on, if this is something for Indianola. So we did talk to our partners at the Chamber and Simpson to see if there was some preliminary interest in this. There was some general support for it. Obviously, the devil's in the details. And so that was the ask of council, is this something that the boards and commissions should spend some time studying on and developing some sort of recommendation. So that's all it was just have staff working with planning and zoning, probably Parks and Rec, some other key stakeholders to evaluate, is this worth it? Could this work? And if it can work, what are the regulations that would be needed for council to consider to make it work?
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.